Blog Talk Radio.
La 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 la.
Come on, Dad. Play the tape. You're gonna let us listen to it anyway.
La 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 la.
Danny, listen to us when we talking to you.
La 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 la.
What, you think you all that or something?
See, no, I don't think I'm all that. You think I'm all that. That's why you all are this. Okay, thank you. What?
Don't play it.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, all.
Don't listen to him, please. Can we hear?
No, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Jan, I've been meaning to tell you that your hair has been looking so thick.
Don't do it, honey. No, wait now. I'll play this tape when I'm ready to play the tape, okay? Okay, I'm ready.
Boo, what's that?
Side A, boo. Side A.
Pump her, boo. Pump her.
Loud.
Pump her.
Now she wants everybody to hear.
Pump her.
All right,
you gotta come with me
now. You know it is.
Oh,
yeah,
all
right.
How's it
starting?
Like a moth to a flame, burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
That's the way love goes.
camera. Dang, what you got to have the camera? Next, all night. Next, everything.
He gave me some props. Trying to be
no.
sexy.
Really do. love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and thought I would a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick, can fake a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90 day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we layin', stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, it's you I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Here
the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God children and be able to sing with new meaning, "My Country Tears of Thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Whitley County. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty."
Black community, but let me tell you why some of the black people are rallying behind Kyrie and Kanye. It says that because when blacks have a misstep, it seems like we suffer the harshest penalties. It seems like other groups offend blacks, okay, and they never suffer the penalty that Kyrie and Kanye have suffered. I remember when Bob McNair said what he said. What did they do? They went and trotted out one of the most prominent black coaches in the circle. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody said, well, when he said was the Bob McNair that I know, that's not in his heart. Nobody said, "Hey, Tony, he's going to speak like that in front of you, like you just said about Kyrie to Adam Silver." Okay. You see, it seems to us, and it seems to me, that as black people
say... So on McNair, what are we talking about? The inmates run the prison or something like that?
And it's the asylum. But
Okay, that's what it was.
But Skip, here's the thing. It seems like to us, a lot of us, not all, a lot, some of us, a large portion of us, is that blacks are bound by shackles. We're held more accountable for our actions and our words, where our counterparts are with cobwebs, they're easily brushed aside. Shannon, he apologized. He or she said they were sorry. Why can't we get the same benefit of the doubt?
Okay.
Kyrie was wrong, but I believe Kyrie was wrong, but I also can believe the punishment was excessive. So okay, let me ask you a question, Skip. Shoplifting.
But real quick. Where we all lose is when we try to compare persecution of groups, because it's a never-ending battle. Are they persecuted more than the indigenous people in America were when we declared war on them and drove them off their land?
Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Right.
All I know is it was horrible what happened to the black people and the ones that originally were called the American Indian people,
right,
and to the Jewish people. But that happened over there in Europe where it started. It didn't happen on American soil.
Right.
So maybe it feels like that was way over there. It happened, and we have around 7 million Jews living among us right now,
right,
and they need to be protected just the way black people and their feelings need to be protected. I got you.
We get those same protections, or we afforded those same protections?
Okay. I would hope so. I don't know. It's difficult to go like with the McNair. So what should have happened to Bob McNair? Should he have been...
Nothing happened.
Should he have been forced to sell at
that
point?
But here's the thing. It wasn't what should have happened. Nothing happened. That's what the problem was. Nothing happened, and there goes my point, is that it seems to me that they can say things, and their actions, they're not bound by the same restrictions as we are when we say things or do things. And that is the problem a large portion of the black community have.
Shannon, I would like to think if there was such a thing as a book and a movie that were, to quote Rolling Stone about this one, venomously anti-black, I can't even imagine it existed, that existing in this country, but if it were, and any white entertainer or basketball star or football or baseball star dared to post a link to that, that player would lose his whole career.
Man,
he would be done.
After what President Trump has said about the American Jews versus the Israeli Jews and what he's tweeted and what he's posted, and he ain't got canceled yet. So don't give me that if this would have happened, if that would have happened, because we've seen in instances when they have done things, they've never been canceled. And that's what we do. They look and they cancel us, no questions asked. There's not enough apology. Kyrie can get on his bended knee. He can come to the people in the most humble way he know how. Bow head, humble heart, and bent knee.
Hey, yeah,
and that's still not enough
Shannon,
for some.
You said you didn't buy his apology.
Skip, it does not. Skip. So let me ask you a question. I want to hear you say this. Every apology ever uttered was sincere.
Well, obviously not.
Okay, so what's the difference? If it's obviously not, what is the difference between Kyrie?
So how do you know he doesn't have any anti-Semitism in his heart? You don't know.
You don't know if anybody has anything in their heart.
Okay.
Somebody can say, I'm not homophobic, and be the worst one. Someone can say, I'm not racist, and be the worst one. So how do we know?
Mm.
We don't know.
Well, I would still like to see double-digit games. I'd like to see 10 just to say, that won't be allowed anymore.
Like I said, I just believe two things can be true. I can believe Kyrie should have received some sort of punishment, but I can also believe that it went to.
Peace. Yo.
ForClassics.com.
Can you do that?
Me to express my love and hate.